Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, Larry Nance compared Zion's body to a Lamborghini. How's your physical conditioning these days?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, more like an Edsel, and I should explain to everybody under the age of 80 what an Edsel is. The Edsel was a Ford product that came out in the late 50s, early 60s. Didn't do well. It was named after Henry Ford's son, Edsel Ford.
I think My family owned one. I think the 50s, I think the Edsel
60,
predates me. How many Edsels do you think are on the road today, actually still functioning?
Probably less than 50.
How about
we
less
than
5? We had
an Edsel Citation. No, there's Edsel groups.
Really?
We had an Edsel Citation, fabulous car. Had the push buttons in the steering wheel. You know, it was before its time. What can I tell you?
Before
Welcome to DTI,
time.
Boys and girls. In today's episode, Aaron Judge is stuck on 60, and Deion Sanders may have many job offers. But we begin today with the Cowboys beating the Giants last night as Cooper Rush won his second straight start after replacing the injured Dak Prescott. The Cowboys defense pressured Daniel Jones 24 times, sacked him 5 times. So, Wilbon, what's your headline from this game?
Tony, the Cowboys got away with another one. This is a big win because when you can win on the road in the division, without your starting quarterback, who people spent 2 years asking how much he's going to get paid and when and for how long, then, I mean, that's a pretty damn good day. Look, the Cowboy defense is terrific. And then Micah Parsons, everybody knows this now. I mean, I don't know if he's the next coming of 56 that was on the other side of that field in the old days,
right.
But he's pretty damn good, okay? And DeMarcus Ware and Diggs, they got great defensive players at
DeMarcus
each level.
DeMarcus Lawrence. Yeah, everybody says
Tony,
DeMarcus Ware.
And that offensive line, you know, gave the backup quarterback time to do his thing, and he didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, great night for the Cowboys. Great night for them. And what I think is a bad loss for the Giants at home.
So, my headline is normalcy returns to the NFC East. The Giants are no longer undefeated. Brian Daboll is no longer Bill Parcells. The Cowboys beat the Giants all the time, Mike. This is 10 of the last 11.
Yeah.
This is what happens between them. And for the first time in a while, Mike McCarthy, nobody wants him fired this afternoon. Even though with 10 and change left to go in a game, a tie game, he went 4th and 4 from the Giants 41. Now he made it. CeeDee Lamb got a pass from Cooper Rush right at the line. You know, right at the first down line, the drive continued. It ended with CeeDee Lamb making a spectacular one-handed catch
that
people
catch.
In that stadium used to see Odell Beckham Jr. make. You know, I would just say this, that we're 3 full weeks into the season now. There's only 2 undefeated teams, and they're not Buffalo or Kansas City or Green Bay or the Rams. There's only 1 team that's 0-3, the Raiders, but they're competitive all the time. So what you have is this big jumble now, like a NASCAR restart. And I don't know, Mike, I don't know what we know going forward because nobody believes that Miami and Philadelphia are going to go unbeaten.
No.
So I don't know what we know. It's tight now.
We don't need to know anything. How about we watch the season? How about a whole nation do that as opposed to have to make ridiculously stupid declarative observations every Monday or Tuesday? You don't need to. How about watch this?
Well,
how about watch the season? How about
that's
that?
The one declarative thing I will say is that those people like Jerry Jones who want Cooper Rush to be so good that there's a quarterback controversy are going to be disappointed because last night Dak Prescott said out loud, I might play the next game. And when he's ready to play, Cooper Rush will sit.
I think
he will sit.
I think he will. Let's move to something that did not happen last night. Aaron Judge's 61st home run. Judge had a single, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks in a loss to the Blue Jays. He's been stuck on 60 for the last 6 games and has 9 remaining. Tone, how do you think Judge is feeling right about now?
I think he's feeling a lot of pressure. You know, he's a Yankee. He's chasing Roger Maris. I don't know if his hair is falling out, like Roger Maris's hair started to fall out. But I'll tell you this, Mike. Every time he gets up, they stop the game and they put in special baseballs in case he hits one out. Every time he gets up, everybody in the stands gets up in anticipation that he might hit one. He's got a sea of reporters following him everywhere. And it may be, Mike, that he can't get any real peace at this point. The longest he went all year was 9 games without a home run. That was in August. He went seven once in April. He went 7. Look, he got to 60 with 15 games left. I refuse to believe he's not getting another. But if he actually didn't get another, people would think it was a choke job. Because 15 games, if you're a home run hitter, you're supposed to get it. Me personally, I think he's going to end up at 63. What about you?
Let me just say that if anybody thinks it's a choke job because he doesn't get it, they're idiots. And just, you know, turn your TV off and go away. This is like yesterday. I'm not going to say put him in jail. Like I said,
you want them in jail.
Who you pay attention to allegedly watch sports seem dumber than ever if that's the conclusion they're drawing. Because I guarantee you Babe Ruth had a 15-game drought at some point in his career. And I guarantee you Henry Aaron did. And I guarantee you even Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa did. 15. This is baseball. People don't walk you. People don't want their names to be part of a trivia. They don't want to be Al Downing.
They are walking him.
Yeah.
But I think there are other pitchers who are going to get up there and they're going to say, I'm going to give you fastballs. Let's see what
then
you got.
Then he'll probably hit it out.
That's why I think he's going to get 62, 63, 64.
Is he feeling extra pressure? Maybe he shouldn't. Let me ask you this. If he's feeling pressure at 60, what is anybody else who's behind him? Kyle Schwarber, the nearest guy at 42. What are you feeling if you're minus 18 from Judge? Because anybody else got 60 this year?
No. Every baseball player is admiring Judge.
Yes.
I'm saying Judge is feeling it now because he cruised into 60 with 15 games left, and so far he's stuck on 60. But as I say,
9's a lot.
I got the number at 63. What's your number?
If he goes to 61 in the next couple, I'll go as much as 64. But I'll say 60. Okay. I'm with you. We have to push on that at 63 at the number. I think he'll do it, though. I really do, and I hope he does. And I hope people stop being clowns about all their observations. Seriously.
Put them in jail, Mike.
Jail.
That's what you do.
Okay.
All right, Wilbon, let's talk about our old friend we love, Deion Sanders.
Yep.
He's currently the coach at Jackson State University in Mississippi, an historically black university. But there are openings at Nebraska, Arizona State, and Georgia Tech, and the rumor mills say that Auburn is soon to open up. Do you think Deion would be interested in any of the three available jobs? Do you think he'd wait for Auburn? Or do you think he'll stay where he is?
You know, Tony, it's interesting because Deion doesn't need to do anything. I'm going to treat this like you and I used to talk about Gino Auriemma all the time and where Gino should go. And Gino, what about if a job offers on the men's team at UConn? What about the Knicks and all this stuff? And I would say to you something that I was glad that Gino once picked up the phone and called me and told me he agreed. So, in other words, college-age women, 17 to 22, they don't deserve a great coach? So, HBCU kids, they don't deserve a great coach? Deion's got to leave? Deion's got all the money? Deion's getting paid more money now for those crazy Aflac commercials than he was making when he was playing. All right, so Deion doesn't need Jack. He doesn't. He can go anywhere. Atlanta's a special place for him because he played there, and I understand Georgia Tech, and they should come after him. And you know what?
Right.
I hope Deion, I found myself thinking about this over the course of the day, knowing we're going to talk about this. Like Gino Auriemma, I was so happy that he has stayed at UConn and coached his women. I hope that Deion stays at Jackson State and coaches that historically black college. That's what I hope.
Okay, so the first question I had before I even got into where he should go was, can he coach? I know he can recruit. I know he's the flashiest guy in the room. Can he coach? Well, I think he's 17-5. Do I have that correct?
It sounds 19-5. 19.
At Jackson State. So that question is answered. Now, I don't want to get into shoulds either. If he wants to stay at Jackson State, God bless him. But let's look at Deion's personal history for a second. He played Major League Baseball and NFL football. He's been in Super Bowls. He went out of high school, went to Florida State when it was the number one football school in the entire country. He's used to a level of competition above our heads, yours and mine. So I don't know that he's going to be happy at Jackson State, a 1AA program in the long term. I don't know. So let me get to the other schools. Nebraska's a bad fit. Nebraska's program is lost. Arizona State is a bad fit. Their conference is lost. There is a come-home quality to Georgia Tech.
There is.
But if it was me, I'd like to see them go to Auburn, and I'll tell you what. It's in the best conference, the SEC. They've won national championships, so you don't have to worry that nobody's won one there. They've won national championships, and he'd be an in-state rival with, as you say, his Aflac co-star, Nick Saban, and that would be juicy. I would like to see that.
You know what, Tony? That would have a certain fun and, like you said, some sizzle. But you know what?
Yeah.
I remember going down late in his career to talk to Coach Robinson at Grambling. And I remember just getting goosebumps, just walking on the campus and going into the football office to sit and have an audience with Eddie Robinson. My God, he had no business even talking to me as a young reporter for the Washington Post. And you know what? I wonder how that resonates with Deion. And since we do know him, maybe we can have him and ask him one day. What does that mean? What does something like that mean to him? Even though he didn't go to an HBCU like you mentioned, he went to Florida State.
No, didn't.
But he played for an icon in Bobby Bowden, right?
That's
and you know he knows the history of Grambling and Coach Rob. I wonder how,
100%.
If that means anything to him and how much.
Let's take a break, but coming up, Josh McDaniels is off to an 0-3 start with the Raiders. But should his old boss be feeling worse about his team right now?
The 3-1 Kansas State is ranked. 4-0 Kansas is not. Is that how it should be? Toss up.
The difference I would point out with Eddie Robinson was a career coach in that circumstance.
Yes.
Deion's career is wildly different with everything that he's done.
But Jackson State's getting more attention than they've gotten since Walter Payton because of Deion.
Right.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
It's time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, rakes up some leaves, dumps them over his neighbor's fence. Ha! What's first?
Toss-up. Who should be feeling worse right now, Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels?
The easy answer is Bill Belichick because his quarterback, Mac Jones, has an ankle sprain and is out, and they're going to Green Bay. Lots of luck with that because Green Bay, I believe, has won 14 in a row at home. But the real answer here is Josh McDaniels, who's 0-3 with the Raiders.
0-4 is life.
If you couple his time in Denver with his time this year with the Raiders, he's 5-20 as a head coach in his last 25 NFL games. The owner in Las Vegas has already apparently had a closed-door meeting with him. Look, this is what happens to Belichick assistants, right? Romeo Crennel, Charlie Weiss, Joe Judge, Eric Mangini, Matt Patricia, they lose games and they get fired.
If you would answer this question by saying Belichick should feel worse, I would have put you in jail, okay? Because you should be like Otis maybe at the max. Remember in Mayberry where he can let himself in and out of jail?
Yes.
And Barney couldn't understand that? Okay, so you should be in jail. Yeah. Anybody who answers that question, I'm sorry, Bill Belichick has hardware in the case in his house or his office or both, and on his fingers, rings. What does the other guy have? He got Bupkis. And he, wasn't he like 5 and what is
well,
it?
Well, he's got rings as an assistant.
That's an assistant. Assistant to whom? Okay.
I'm just saying, to Belichick.
Stop.
To Belichick.
Let's go to the next question, because jail time's coming if you don't get that answer right.
Next question. I got it right. Next question.
Toss up. Who should be ranked? Kansas State or Kansas?
Kansas State is ranked. They are 3-1. They're ranked 25th because they beat Oklahoma at Oklahoma. Kansas is not ranked. They are 4-0 at the moment. They don't have a win like that, Oklahoma at Oklahoma. But here's what they have. They beat West Virginia and they beat Houston, and both those teams went to bowl games last year. Kansas State has been ranked recently. Kansas State, you know, has gone to bowl games recently. Kansas is a punching bag.
They
got 4 wins already, Mike. The last 10 years, there's not a single year that they have more than 3 wins. Everyone should be rooting for Kansas, and Kansas should be ranked because they got 4. Whoa, does LSU have 4? Does Miami have 4? Texas A&M, they have 4-0 like this team? No, they're not. Kansas should be ranked.
Yeah, they both should be ranked, but Kansas should be ranked. I'm not going to say I'm rooting for them, but I'm rooting for the team named the Wildcats that wears purple. Oh, wait, that's Kansas State. And they deserve to be ranked on the strength of that Oklahoma victory. I know they lost to Tulane, and you can make the case then. You can say, wait a minute, you can't lose to Tulane even if you beat Oklahoma. But the more recent victory, beating number 6 Oklahoma, and they beat Missouri, so they beat basically 2 Southeastern Conference teams. You say the best conference in football since Oklahoma's going to be there. South Dakota, I understand 1AA, not a bad team by any stretch, but yeah, I'd rank both of them. This is not such a packed year in the top 25 that you can't reach and snatch out a couple between 20 and 25 and make room for Kansas. I agree with you on that part as well. They both should be right.
Who's the greatest running back ever out of Kansas, Mike?
Kansas Comet, baby.
Boy.
Number 40.
Gale Sayers.
Gale.
Let's take one last break still to come. Nets coach Steve Nash addresses the reports that Kevin Durant wanted him fired.
The Nets. Just drama. Just drama. Are the Braves going to catch the Mets tonight? Really? We've been talking about that for a while, too.
No. Ooh. Kevin Durant, chronically unhappy. Crazy unhappy all the time.
Brooklyn
just
Nets.
Just unhappy.
Brooklyn Nets.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 57th birthday, Steve Kerr. By winning the NBA championship this June, Kerr now has 4 coaching rings with the Golden State Warriors. 2 with Kevin Durant, 2 without him. All 4 with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Kerr has 5 rings as a player, 3 with Chicago, 2 with San Antonio. Kerr's 45.4% shooting from 3 is still the highest in NBA history. That's 9 rings. That puts Kerr in Pat Riley territory, approaching Phil Jackson territory. Kerr also has a gold medal for assisting Greg Popovich in the Tokyo Olympics, and Kerr will be the head coach of the U.S. Olympic basketball team in the 2024 Games in Paris.
Tony, count me as a Steve Kerr groupie. I mean, he's brilliant, he's discerning, he's on the right side as far as I'm concerned. Of all the major issues confronting sport and culture, the only place that Steve Kerr didn't win like the last 20 years is that short stint as GM in Phoenix. And they were a one seed and things went awry with San Antonio. But Steve Kerr's a deserving dude. He's one of the most important figures in modern NBA history.
Yeah. Not so happy anniversary, Bryce Harper. On this day 7 years ago, Nats closer Jonathan Papelbon took exception to the fact that Bryce Harper did not run hard on a routine fly ball out and grabbed his teammate, who would soon be named the National League MVP, and choked him in front of the whole team and the world. 4 years later, Harper would leave the Nats for the Phillies in what was then the richest contract in the history of American sports, $330 million over 13 years. The Nats would go on to win the World Series without Harper, but Harper would win another MVP, 2021. Now, Mike, he and the Phillies are poised to finally make the playoffs as the third wildcard team in the National League.
Yeah, but he hasn't won the World Series. The Nationals will all be able to look at Bryce Harper and say, dude, we won without you. We waved bye-bye to you and your money, and we won. They've got that until he wins. But always they're going to be able to say we didn't need you. Man, that's something to hold over somebody right there as far as I'm concerned.
And he is a great player.
He's a great, great, great player. He is.
Happy trails to the Pro Bowl. Although many millions of viewers tune in every year, the NFL yesterday pulled the plug on its block and tackle Pro Bowl and will replace it with a skills competition and a flag football game between players of the AFC and NFC. Players enjoyed the paid vacation to the Pro Bowl, but they didn't want to block and tackle anymore. Here's a quote. The game itself didn't work, Roger Goodell told reporters last May. New event will take place in Las Vegas on February 5th. It'll be broadcast as usual, ABC, ESPN, but Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions will be part of it. So maybe we will see Eli in a disguise in a flag football game.
Listen, if Peyton and Eli are going to be involved in producing the telecast, it's going to be smart and funny. And I might watch the Pro Bowl then because of those guys for the first time in about 35 years, because it's been that long since I wasted my time doing it.
What's wrong with the Pro Bowl is it is, and it's, you can't do anything about it. It's after the season. Nobody wants to play hard when it doesn't count. In the middle of the season, a baseball game is the best. Basketball and hockey are okay. Baseball is the best game. The Pro Bowl, I never really understood why people watched it, but I agree with you. When I watch Monday Night Football, I tuned in last night. I watched a whole lot of Peyton and Eli. You do that too, don't you?
Guys, they're great. They're great at it. They are.
Yeah, yeah. Eli, my son thinks Eli's the secret sauce on that. He thinks he's the go-to guy. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Steve Nash says reports about Kevin Durant wanting him fired weren't 100% accurate, and that the two addressed it, and they're fine. Your reaction?
I'm not. It's too early to get trapped in the Nets and their stupid, obsessive dramas. I don't want to deal with them in February, much less whatever this is, September. Chiefs-Bucks remain scheduled for Sunday night in Tampa for now. But Hurricane Ian could force a rescheduling or relocation. Tony, your thoughts?
You got to move the game. If there's going to be a hurricane, you got to move it. And if Steve Nash says they're not 100% accurate, they could be 90% accurate. The Braves are within a game of the Mets in the NL East. Do you think they'll catch them?
I've said all year I thought they would catch them, but I still think the Mets hold the advantage in the playoffs against just about everybody because of Scherzer and DeGrom. It's not going to make a difference if they catch them. Chargers wideout Keenan Allen is expected to return to practice this week. Is that a big deal?
Hey, he's a terrific player. The bigger deal is Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Are his ribs good? Last one. United States men's national team tied Saudi Arabia 0-0. What a game. In their final tune-up before the World Cup. Is that a big deal?
No. The World Cup starts in like 8 weeks. No.
We're out of time. Trying to do better the next time. Lashana Tova, everybody. Happy New Year.
Thanksgiving weekend, right? I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. But now,
the 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.